BBC News with Zoe Diamond. Newly released details of the final conversations between the South Korean Coast Guard and the crew on board the ferry that sank on Wednesday reveal panic and confusion on board. According to the transcript, officials urged the crew three times to ensure the passengers were wearing life jackets, while a crew member asked repeatedly if rescue vessels were available if an evacuation were ordered. More than 240 people are still missing, many of them teenagers from the town of Ansan, from where Lucy Williamson sent this report.
Today, new evidence of the ferry's final moments, a conversation between South Korea's shipping control and the crew. If this ferry evacuates, will the passengers be rescued immediately? The crew asks. The controller replies that the captain must make that decision and that patrol boats are 10 minutes away. Tonight, candlelit vigils were held for Ansan's missing teenagers, a sharing of grief, but anger too.
The authorities in Kiev say they're investigating a shootout early on Sunday morning at a pro-Russian checkpoint in eastern Ukraine, which has reportedly left at least three people dead. The Russian Foreign Ministry has blamed the Ukrainian ultra-nationalist Right Sector group for the attack. A spokesman for the group, Artyom Skoropadsky, denied this, saying it was staged by the Russians.
The Right Sector wasn't there, and whatever happened was an obvious provocation from the Russian secret services. We can see that Russia has nothing sacred left. For the Russians and Ukrainians, Easter night is one of the holiest times in the calendar. To set up such provocations, to kill people, is an outrage.
Iran's two most senior leaders have clashed on the issue of gender equality. The country's president, Hassan Rouhani, used a speech marking Women's Day in Iran to call for men and women to be given equal rights. His comments appear to put him at odds with Iran's supreme leader. Kasra Naji reports.
President Hassan Rouhani's speech has raised eyebrows. Many have been surprised, not because he talked of the long distance Iran has to go on the issue of gender equality, but because his speech stood in sharp contrast to what Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said only a day before. He said gender equality is a Western concept, and the priority for women should be the management of their homes.
The Egyptian authorities say that only two candidates will run in the presidential election planned for next month. The Presidential Election Committee said the former army chief, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and the socialist politician, Hamdi Sabahi, were the only two candidates to meet the deadline and submit all the required documents. Mr. Sabahi came third in the 2012 presidential elections. This is the World News from the BBC. Security officials in Algeria say 14 soldiers have been killed and a dozen wounded in an ambush by militants in a mountainous region east of the capital Algiers. The attack in Tizi Ouzou is the deadliest in recent years. It came days after President Abdelaziz Bouteflika was re-elected for a fourth term, following a campaign that stressed security as a key policy. The government in Pakistan has ordered a judicial investigation into an attack on one of the country's best-known journalists. Hamid Mir survived a gun attack on Saturday as he drove from the airport in Karachi to his office at the country's leading news channel, GOTV. Police say he has been treated for three bullet wounds and is now in a stable condition. Reports from Sudan say two Chinese nationals have been kidnapped in the southwest of the country. Chinese diplomatic sources quoted by the state news agency Xinhua say the men were working on an oil field. According to one Sudanese account, as many as eight people may have been abducted. The former American boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, who was wrongfully convicted of murder and imprisoned for 19 years, has died. Carter, who became a symbol of racial injustice, was recently diagnosed with prostate cancer. Here's Beth McLeod.
Here comes the story of the hurricane, sang Bob Dylan, one of many who took up Reuben Carter's case as a symbol of racial injustice in the United States. Carter was convicted for triple murder in New Jersey in 1967 by an all-white jury, largely on the testimony of two thieves who later withdrew their stories. The judge who eventually released him said Carter's prosecution had been predicated upon an appeal to racism rather than reason.
Beth McLeod in Washington. That's the BBC World News.